Right now, we are joined by a former Air Force Academy linebacker, second lieutenant in the Air Force after graduation in 2017. He completed 2 years of active duty. He had 9 sacks and 38 tackles as a senior at the Air Force Academy. He has accepted an invitation to the Lions minicamp next month. My guest is Ryan Watson. Ryan, really nice to have you on. How are you?
Doing good, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, Ryan. It's a great story, so let's get into this if you don't mind. So people can fully appreciate where you are right now. I think we have to go back a little bit. You're from Georgia. You had some options, but you chose the Air Force Academy. It's a challenge, Ryan, that a lot of people would not want to take on. Why did you accept that challenge?
So looking back at it in high school, I had plenty of other D1 offers, and of course I was very interested in playing football, but I didn't think professional football was an option for me at the time. The Academy has a lot of great opportunities. It's a pretty different experience, like you said, an experience a lot of people would turn down. But me, I kind of like a challenge. So I was the opportunities that they offered definitely interested me. And then, of course, the guaranteed job afterwards was hard to turn down.
Ryan Watson joining us. So you spend a year at the Air Force Prep School, so you already had a taste of what basic training would be like. Once you get into it, though, what is it really like? For instance, what's the most challenging part? Is it about the physical side, or is it about the lack of sleep?
It's definitely the lack of sleep for me, especially a lot of the other athletes. You know, basic is kind of geared toward the regular guy, the non-athlete, just trying to get them up to speed. So if you're an athlete going into basic, it's really just the mental aspect, the lack of sleep, because they're demanding a lot of you on the mental side as well as the physical. So the mental demands combined with the lack of sleep, it's pretty tough for most people.
Ryan Watson joining us, but it is both mental and physical. For instance, as part of the training, you have to deal with an obstacle course, which involves crawling huge distances in the mud, and then you get asked questions, and if they don't like the answer, you get sent back a few stations. Yeah, like, what's that experience like?
That experience was quite awful, especially because I remember vividly, I made it to the end like 3 different times, and they would ask me questions that I just had no idea. So it's kind of like a deer in the headlight thing, and you get sent all the way back to the beginning. So it's really rough, you know, you're thinking you're almost done with something. You're like, no, you got to start from square one. But the questions they asked aren't necessarily, at the time, you don't think they're necessarily questions that hold any relevance. But through your experience at the Academy, you see why they ask certain questions and why they want you to be able to remember the little things in tough and difficult situations.
I was going to say, so what about that? Like, what's your takeaway from that part of the process? What did you learn about yourself as part of that experience?
I learned that definitely at the time I learned my limits, or what I thought my limits were, weren't. The Air Force and the DOD in general does a good job of pushing you a lot further than you thought you could go. And I learned that a lot of the time it's not about what you think is right or appropriate, but what others do. And it's like a bigger picture thing. Like some of the questions, you're like, I don't understand the point in this. But it holds a huge relevance when you're a lieutenant, so that things are kind of just muscle memory. So you just remember the important things. Like for pilots, for instance, they have to remember things from their pilot books, their pilot handbooks. They don't have time to look it up. It's just you have to know things regardless of how stressed you are.
We're talking to Ryan Watson. All right, so if we skip ahead, you're playing football. You had a big senior season. And then after that season was over, you were getting interest from NFL teams. And then word comes down that there had been a change in policy. And the new policy is that all cadets would have to serve their 2 years of active duty before being allowed to go to a professional sports team. What was your reaction when you heard that news at that time?
So honestly, I didn't hear the news because it didn't come down an official channel to us. So I didn't hear the news until Saturday, which was day 3 of the draft. Hmm. And the way we heard the news was, unfortunately, some news media had heard it before we did. And so they were putting out articles. And so teams were contacting me talking about, what is this about? And, you know, I was just reading news articles about it. So since I hadn't officially heard about it, I was like, you know, I don't think that's right. That's wrong, yada, yada, yada. But as the weekend unfolded a little bit more, me and another guy found out that was correct. We felt like the timing was rather unfortunate. We don't necessarily agree with the decision, but, you know, like most Americans, you just have to agree, or you don't necessarily have to agree, but you have to respect the decisions of those of a higher authority.
Talking to Ryan Watson, exactly, right? So the timing's really tough. It's right there in the middle of the draft, so you don't have to agree with it, but you have to accept it. At that point, what were you thinking about your future and how pro football fit into it?
At that immediate step, there was a lot of talk about us being grandfathered in, which essentially, since we had made it that far under the old policy, that we would continue under the old policy. So So throughout the summer, there was still hope that I would be able to go directly. But as that hope kind of dwindled away, I stayed rather optimistic because teams were still in contact with me and my agent, still seeming interested. So I just talked to some of the older academy guys who went through the old policy process and just got their insight, got a little inspiration, and knew what to expect or learned what to expect.
Well, like you said, teams were interested. Bruce Arians and the Arizona Cardinals still invited you to their mini camp in May. What was the experience? What was that mini camp like for you?
It was definitely a tease. It was hard knowing that you were going there and that you couldn't stick around. You know, everyone has this this notion of NFL athletes as these insane players, insanely good at their craft, and they are. Don't get me wrong, but being there with those guys, you know, it opens your eyes and lets you know that you can keep up with these guys, you can play with these guys. A lot of it is just, you know, being on your P's and Q's, knowing your technique, knowing your assignment, and things like that.
All right, so you did that. So you're there. I was going to say, excuse me, Ryan, you were there, and you know, like, I fit in. I could do this. I belong here. But then instead of joining the team, you go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, and you served as an acquisitions officer. What was that job like?
being an acquisitions officer as a young LT can be pretty difficult. It's a lot of meetings, like three or four meetings a day. So you're just, you know, it's kind of like a – kind of like the white-collar side of the Air Force. You're more discussing business than actually, you know, being downrange, being active. So for me, I would get a little fidgety in the office. I had to work out a lot to blow off some steam. Especially being an LT, you're not, like, necessarily in charge of, like, the big-ticket things. You kind of get, like, the scraps that no one else wants. It's just kind of how it works. So it was tough at times, definitely.
We're talking to Ryan Watson. All right, so you mentioned you had to work out to blow off some steam. I mean, at the same time, you want to keep your NFL options open. So how did you go about approaching your training and making sure that you did stay in shape?
So the biggest thing for me as a D lineman was a lot of teams, even coming out of college, a lot of teams were like, we're not sure about your size. So the biggest thing for me at first was trying to bulk up. So I got up to 260, low 260s. But when I got there, I didn't really like how I moved. I didn't like how cardio was for me because I still had to pass all the Air Force tests and abide by their regulations. And so I didn't like that combination. So I dropped back down to like 250, kind of just hovered there. The fortunate thing about me and my career was that they allowed me to combine my lunch hour with gym time. So during the middle of the day, I had like a dedicated gym session. And then I would also work out like a second time either before work or after work. So it was pretty good for me as far as a physical standpoint. But as far as, like, mental football side of it, you know, footwork, seeing things, live fire, that was hard. It was just mainly watching film, like old film that I had, things like that.
So I'm kind of curious, like, in the back of your mind, obviously you've got the NFL and you never finished pursuing that dream. But at the same time, you're doing well in the Air Force and you've got opportunities to advance and make a career out of that too. So what's your mindset? Was it hard not to take on those opportunities? I mean, how were you able to juggle both those things, both those careers?
To be honest with you, I did not always juggle it well. There are definitely sometimes, like you said, the Air Force is a great career, great opportunity. You're making good money, and it's definitely more stable than the NFL could be. So there are a lot of times where I was like, do I really want to give this up for the NFL? But, you know, the NFL has been like a childhood dream for most football athletes. And so it was hard for me not to pursue it. But it was definitely a struggle, especially because how demanding and how rough the Air Force lifestyle can be. I had friends who went to like Okinawa and stuff like that for training, but I would have to turn it down. One, because I knew I wasn't going to use it later, and I would have to. It would kind of be like an additional commitment thing, but it would have taken away from others. But just foregoing opportunities and things of that nature that would have been not only beneficial to my Air Force career, but definitely fun.
All right, so bottom line, you recently completed your 2 years of active duty. You are now able to pursue the NFL once again. 2 years away from that and being in active duty, what's that done for you physically and mentally as you get ready to take this on now?
I'm definitely a lot healthier than I was coming off my senior season. So I missed, I want to say, like roughly 3 games due to a Lisfranc injury. I also had a partial PCL tear my senior year. So those were nagging injuries going into the 2017 year or season. Those are fully healed now. And then mentally, you know, I've just matured a lot more. I know what it's like to be off on my own, you know, budgeting, spending money, things of that nature.
So finally, the road has not been easy, but from the outside, you strike me as somebody who's not looking for the easy path, right? If so, you would not have gone to the Air Force Academy in the first place. Knowing all of this and what you've been through, what would it mean to you to make an NFL roster after 2 years away from the game?
It would mean the world to me, honestly. You know, life is all about perseverance. At the Air Force Academy, it's all about quotes. And one of my favorite quotes at the Academy was, tough times don't last, tough people do. So just making it through all of this, you know, achieving my dream, serving my country at the same time, it would definitely be a nice realization. And it also, you know, there are a lot of other guys at the Academy who are struggling, who don't know what they want to do, whether they want to pursue this or not. And so I think it'd be good on me to kind of set the example and show that it can still be done.
He is a former Air Force Academy linebacker, a second lieutenant in the Air Force after graduation in 2017, and has accepted an invitation to the Lions minicamp next month. Ryan Watson, my guest. Ryan, I appreciate you. Thanks so much. Appreciate that story, too. Good luck with it.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
You too. Ryan, thank you. Ryan Watson, good story. Really good story. How do you not pull for him? All right, when we return, you can react to it.